Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard?
What's up, everyone? Welcome to 2015. This is Phone Fantasy Radio. I am the Crush Heart, taking over the Sunday Brit House, which is normally the host is Britt Wilkes. But you know what? The Crush Heart is in the building right now. I done took it over. I done kicked Britt to the curb. I'm lying. I ain't kicking to the curb. I'm just holding it down for a minute. It's the virtual annual New Year's party here at Full Fantasy Radio. And this is the show where I give you all the rundowns and the happenings of what's to come for the new season. Oh, my goodness. First and foremost, how was your holiday season? I've been going since November. I know y'all like Crush. I need to stop with the 2 month old. You know, it made no sense to come back because Christmas and Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and, you know, all that, my birthday, all that was going on. So it really made no sense to come back. I mean, I did do that show briefly. We ended with the Crushing After Dark on November 18th when we did the Sex Drives Your Relationships. You know, I'm going to redo that show, first and foremost. It was only an hour. It was whack. I was thrown off a bit. So I'm going to redo that show. But, you know, I'm sorry I had to leave y'all like that. I ended up going down south, South Carolina at the last minute for Thanksgiving. Had an awesome time there. Came back, and right around the corner was Christmas. So I was just like beat, you know. And then we had good old-fashioned New Year's. And I was like, what better way to bring the show on the first Sunday of 2015. Folks, y'all not understanding me. Y'all need to get this to your head because it took me a minute. 2015. We're already 15 years in to the Y2K, if you will. Like, it's been an amazing journey thus far. I started Full Fantasy Radio in 2008. I started Full Fantasy Radio, and we started rocking here in 2010. And with this phone number and Blog Talk Radio stuff like that, we started rocking with them in the middle of 2010, and here we are in 2015. So you can sit there and say 7 years or 5 years. It's been a long fucking time. That's all I know. Been a long time, many different ups and downs, but one thing I do know is we have the refreshing. That's my goal. Every year, come up with something better, fun, refreshing, different, innovative. That was my goal. So for every year, I come up with some new, fancy, whatchamacallit, if you will, some new segment or something I try to work into there. And you know what? This year is no different. I came up with some new topics. I even brought back some segments for Full Fantasy Radio. So we're here, okay? I'm just going to let y'all know about my New Year's. And we're going to play some tunes. And then, you know what? Let me just go ahead and play this tune, because this was representing my new year. 4 days straight, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, I was laid up on Saturday, just laid up, cotton mouth, all that. I'm going to give y'all a 411, you know, welcome to Full Fantasy Radio 2015. Hold that thought. I'm going to be right back.
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Drinker, first of all, let me say welcome back to the Brick House. The Crush House taking over for Brick Wilkes. Right now, it's my show. It's Crush House. I like that. I might rename the show the Crush House. 2015. It's our annual virtual New Year's party, and I'm just letting y'all know, New Year's turned up. When I say I was turned up. I was getting my grown folk on. I was doing a little bit of everything. I was flirting. I was twerking. I was shouting mouth. I was doing a little bit of everything. I had a lot going on. I'm sorry about the echo. I had a lot going on for New Year's. I was turned up. Shout out to the Drama Princess. First one to make it to the room. Everybody that's tuned in right now, welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. How was your New Year's? How was your holiday? How was the last 2 months without me, folks? I'm back. And like always, I'm barely on point. But I got a lot of stuff going on for the new season of Phone Fantasy Radio. I came up with a few extra segments to be a little bit less complicated. I'm trying to make this as easy as possible because when it gets too complicated, I get discouraged and I get all depressed, and then I don't want to do the show. So, you know what? I'm trying to make this as easy as possible. And now that we're here, I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed with the anticipation. We have some fresh refreshed ideas for Monday and Tuesday nights. I offer a couple of brand new segments starting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, the first Monday of the month. Y'all gotta like this one. Is Who's on Fleek? Yeah, I know. Y'all know the Vine video with the eyebrows on Fleek. So I just took it like, you know, that's something that seemed to be popular. And I took it and I put a little spin on it. And it's going to be the segment. Call in. You can hit us on the Facebook. You can email us. I'm about to get my mobile app back up and running. But you share your good news. And we're going to celebrate with you. You know, there's so much going on in society, our personal lives. You know what? Let's take a moment to enjoy the goodness around us, whether it be the birthdays, anniversaries, somebody's graduating, you got a job promotion. Shit, you probably got you some. You got you some. Well, you know what? We want to know about it. Whatever it may be, if it's on a good foot, let us know about it. So tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. We're always going to keep the music going. I have a good time with that. But also, we want to know what's popping, what's on fleet with you. Call up and say, Crush, I'm on fleet. And let us know what it is. It's my birthday. I got turned 35, you know, turned up all weekend, blah, blah, blah. You know, all that good stuff. So that's what tomorrow night is, the first Monday of the month. It's going to be Who's on Fleek. So share your good news. Let us help you celebrate. Y'all know the number, 805-830-8320. Guess what? I did a whole, 13 minutes of the show, and I don't think I said the call-in number. Call me up. The lines are open, 805-830-8320. Press 1. Say hello. Happy New Year's. Something. Let me know who's on fleet, because that's what we're going down. That's what's going down on tomorrow night, first Monday of the month. I'm also bringing back Spoken Memoirs, if y'all know about that. That was my open mic night. You know, a lot of people want to call up. They want to share poems. They want to share songs, freestyles, all that. You know, that'll be your moment to shine, you know, call in, share what's good with you with the Smoker Memoirs. We also have the Indie Blast, which has been revised. This segment was to spotlight independent artists, musicians from around the world with an interview, music play. So we're going to do two artists that night, one the first half an hour in the first segment, and then another one in the second segment. So we already got somebody booked for the Indie Blast, which will be the third Monday of the month. And then I'm going to bring back the Battle School. old school versus new school, the 80s, 90s, and today's music versus the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So stay tuned. Like us on Facebook at WRPF Radio, because that's where you'll find all the information. Like I said, we do have a mobile app. You can go to the website, soulfantasyradio.com, and go ahead and download it. I will be refreshing it. So there's going to be some more features up there. I'm also going to get a song request and suggestion box going on the website. So be patient with me. I just put out the weekly newsletter. I'm doing a lot of stuff, y'all. See? I don't be just slacking. I be doing some work. I got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of ideas. Like I say, I want to bring a lot to the table. Speaking of bringing it to the table, join our Facebook group, Bring It to the Table on Facebook.com. Shout out to the Drama Princess. I was missing y'all too, actually. I've been a little bit. I've been trying to stay current. I also started a new venture, folks. Flyers. Yeah, I know I do flyers and I do websites and things like that. So I've started a new venture, CrushCreations.com. That's spelled with K's, KrushCreations.com. That's where you can find my services for web design, web development. I also got a help tech line. Call me up, 30 minutes free. We can talk about whatever it is that you're trying to do for the do-it-yourselfers. I'm not, certified, but I do got a little skillet. My work is up there. My little portfolio, if you will, is up there. So y'all can check it out, judge for yourself, give me a call. I can help you out to my best of my ability. If I can't, don't worry. I'm not going to try to stiff you for your money. I'm just going to let you know, listen, I don't know about that, but, here's where you can go. You see? So you ain't got to worry about that. I try to stay on a good foot when it comes to stuff like that. excuse me. So, yeah, I got the help tech line. I got the web concierge. I think I'm gonna do little web series. Maybe, I don't know. That's the year's still early. I may do that. I start a little blog. I got a lot of stuff going on, folks. I'm trying to stay busy, trying to stay focused and consistent. That was my New Year's resolution for 2015. As y'all know, last year we did quit slacking and make it happen. So this year, we're going to do stay focused and stay consistent. Last year I built, I birthed Crush Creations. I revamped Phone Fantasy Radio. So now this year I need to just stay focused on what I've already started and be consistent with it. So I think it's only right. Some people say, last year was the appetizer, this year is the main course. So that, that's how it's going to go down. Phone Fantasy Radio. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully I can do that. Take a quick break and come back and we can chop it up some more. I'm going to let y'all know what's going down for the rest of the month on Phone Fantasy Radio. I revamped some stuff. We're doing big things over here at Full Fantasy Radio. If you are an artist, an author, director, event promoter, or you sell products online, we would love to highlight you and spotlight you on Full Fantasy Radio. So visit the website, www.fullfantasyradio.com, and submit your info. We also take your submission for music, MP3s only, please. EIA email or the website, folkfantasyradio@gmail.com. That's our direct email address right there. You can get a contact with me up there. And what else? I was waiting for my page to load. That's what it is. So it's 2014. It's finally gone. We told it to pack its suitcase and get moving. because we're in 2015 right now, but what better way of telling the package food cave? You know what? The new year came, and I know a lot of females out there, and probably a lot of dudes, I don't know, a lot of females and dudes out there saying, you know, I'm not fucking with this dude no more. How is that going for you? It's already 4 days in for me, and I'm trying to find a way to reestablish those deleted numbers. That I don't know. I'm going to get more into that. Be right back. Tune into The Brick House, taken over by the Crush Heart. That dude that didn't want to return your call, that dude that sit up there and play with your emotions. Oh, let me tell y'all what happened to me in 2014. OMG. Okay, so it's around Christmas time. Oh, let me just catch my breath for a minute, because this frustrates me so much. it really do. It frustrates me. In 2014, I had two, not one, but two guys in the same day give me the chain. Let me explain to you what happened. 9 o'clock in the morning, it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's a weekday, okay? 9 o'clock in the morning, dude hits me up. Me and him don't converse at all. We barely, he say hi, I say hi. How you doing? You know, our conversation don't go beyond that. Never exchanged sex pics with him. Never did phone sex with him. He didn't even have my number. None of that. Well, anyway, one time he asked me, oh, you know, I'm in Brooklyn too. Why don't we meet up? And I said, no, not interested. Well, this day he says, good morning. Now, he was saying hello to me since the day before, and I haven't responded to him. But I was feeling generous today. I was feeling good today. So I responded, hey, good morning. He goes, what's good? I said, hey, much, chilling. You know, what's good? How are you? You know. He said, do you want to meet up later? We could drink and smoke. And I had to look at it twice. What? 34 years old. Why would I want to meet up with somebody that I've never met before to drink and smoke, which I really don't do like that. But I'm just saying, that's what's going through my head. I'm like, that's it? That's all you have to offer is to drink and smoke? You want to come to, first of all, you want to come to my crib to just drink and smoke? I said, that's it? Those are my only options? He replied back. It was like, nah. He said, nah. You know, I wanted to meet up with you and stuff because you look like a freak. And I was like, nah, I'm not a freak, but no, I'm not interested. And then he went off on me when I said that. I was like, you know, that's all you bring to the table. No, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to drink. And nigga, that's what frustrates me, folks. 34. Yeah, this is a dude in his 30s who said, do you want to drink and smoke? Now, let me just slide back for a bit. Back in 1998, 96, 97, when I was in high school, I'd expect somebody to say that. You want to get up and we can go drink and smoke? And, nigga, the drama prince, I don't know, princess. I don't know. This is what's frustrating me. So he goes off on me. He goes, oh, because you made a video and you said that you wanted penis every day or everywhere and da-da. And you had the old man stripping, and I could do better than that. And he started going off because I went to a party. It was a party. My friend was turning 40, and she had an exotic dancer as a gift to herself for the party. He did a 5-minute set. I've never been to a strip show. I've never seen an exotic dancer. It was just one dude, y'all, you know, and if y'all in the industry, y'all know his name is Executioner. He came in his little fire outfit. If you're on my fan page, it's a 5-second video when he was on making his way to the stage, and I was, you know, getting hyped because I'm about to post pics and I'm about to post videos. So, you know, I'm getting their hyped and stuff. So, yeah, he used that against me, folks. So I'm like, wait, you can't go out and have a good time without niggas taking that shit literally and try to throw that shit back up in your face later? I'm like, really, dude? That was at 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's fast forward to 2 o'clock in the afternoon where I get a phone call. Hey, what you doing? Mind you, I'm already on the phone. I click over. Hey, what you doing? Oh, no, I'm chilling. I'm on the other line. Well, listen, text me your address and directions to your house because I'm going to come see you. We could get up and I want to meet with you, hang with you. Click. And I got my phone. I've been talking to this dude. Once again, no phone sex. I haven't even texted him, no dirty pictures. None of that, okay? And and I thought about it, and I got off the phone, and I'm like, wait, hold on, no, that didn't even sound right. So I texted him, and I called him. He didn't pick up the phone. And so I was texting him. I said, you know what, how about you call me when you get to my train stop, and I'll meet you, and we can go to the restaurant. And I said Applebee's, which is a close restaurant. I said, we can go to Applebee's for lunch or whatever. He called back in 3.2 seconds and was like, no, no, it's 3 days before Christmas. No, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I ain't got no money. You know, 3 days before Christmas. We don't want to do that. Wait, hold up, son. Calm down. We can go to the liquor store and get a bottle. Go to the Chinese restaurant. Get a Chinese food. Wait, what? Nigga, I'm 37. No. What the fuck? Mind you, he's 40-something. Because he has a kid that just turned 22, 24, something like that. So he's in his 40s. He's in his early 40s. And I said, really? Twice this happened. So that's all I get. I either get to drink, smoke weed, or Chinese food. That's all I'm on. That right there alone, and I had to throw the PSA out there. But he didn't have to spend no money. That's the thing, folks. I never asked him to spend money. I just said, let me. I had money. As a matter of fact, after I went back and forth with him and he got huffy and puffy and we hung up, I went to Applebee's and took pictures. And if y'all remember, I put a PSA up that same day as my phone was dying and I'm sitting up there ordering my food, which I paid for myself, which came up to less than $25. Like, really, my dude? Really? So that's what even made the whole situation worse. And, you know, sorry to bring up shit from 2014, because we're already there. If y'all remember us having a conversation here at Fall Fantasy Radio, our good friend to the show, Saki, she was saying, you know, there's a such thing as being too independent. And it's these situations right here where I say, it's not that I want to be too independent. Nigga, all I'm offering is drink, a nickel bag, and a $5 bowl of Chinese food. Really? We can go Dutch. That's the thing. I'm not these brand new bitches. I'm not going to sit up there and say, oh, I'm not going out to unless you pay for me. No, I understand it's Christmas. I understand it's hard out here for a pimp. I understand all that. But guess what? Just like how you got bills, I got bills too. I don't live with my mama. I don't live with nobody. I live with me. So just like how you have to take care of you and yours, I take care of me and mine. So when I sit there and say, I was a crush before you, I'm going to be a crush after you, I'm not trying to be too independent. I'm just telling you, that's the state I'm in. That's what it is. You ain't got to take care of me. But what I need you for, you're not even trying to offer to me. But the first thing they want to say is, you want me to have your baby. What? You want me to have your what? Your baby? Oh, boy. See, this is what I'm saying, folks. Y'all done got me started. I need to leave 2014. He been hitting me up, too. I'm not even going to lie to you. The one that didn't want to go to Apple, he wanted to give me Chinese food. He been hitting me up, sending me pictures of his face. Now he hasn't sent me a dick pic. Hey, what's up, beautiful? Hey, sexy. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. You can just erase crush number from your repertoire. You don't even have to call me no more, because that just, he's not the first one. It's a drama stupid. What is this? A baby phone? You stupid. But it's just drama. This is what I go through. I don't be making this stuff up. I got proof. I really don't be making this stuff up. But yeah, that's what these, and these are 30 something to 40 something. This ain't no 24 year old coming at me. That's the thing. You're like, oh, somebody wrote, oh, you mean. No, I'm not mean. But the stuff that the game that they hitting you with, you did that when you was 18 and 20. Nigga, you still giving me the same shit we had to go and hide under the stairs because our mama was coming home at 30? I don't need you in my life. You can't do nothing for me and I can't do nothing for you. That to me is just, I'm not trying to say I'm better than you. I'm not trying to say anything. What I'm trying to say is we are grown. We grew up. We advanced. We're beyond. How else can I say it? We no longer at that moment in life. That's what you used to do when you used to cut school. You used to go to Bobby's house because, you know, his mom ain't come home until 10 o'clock, and y'all sit up there and drink and order Chinese food and smoke and all that other stuff. But now you're in your 30s. It got to be something else to look forward to than, I mean, and Applebee's is, it's Applebee's, nigga. They got the 2 for $20. Really? And you get an appetizer this year. Really? This is the stuff I'll be going through, folks. But anyway, I digress. Oh, my goodness. See, I know y'all missed me. I know y'all missed my antics and my rants, and I just had to get that off my chest. That was something that I was like, damn, I wish I had a show tomorrow. Oh, my God. That was one of the moments. Listen, drama, he's a nice-looking cat. That's the thing. And he got a job. That's the other thing. And it was simple conversation. First of all, I wasn't even expecting him to call me up and say that. We talked about meeting up. He lives in East New York. I live in Bed-Stuy. You know, we could meet up somewhere. And then here's another thing. Here's the other issue I have with this. Why in the fuck are you going to invite yourself to my house? Dude, we never met before. We never broke bread before. You could have said, you know what, let's go to Notion Avenue. I'm going to meet you at the McDonald's or the Checkers. And I would have been cool with that. The thing was, they wanted to come to my crib. No, dude, I'm a single bitch. No, there's no reason for you to come to my crib. No, that don't even sound good. No. Oh, my goodness, y'all think I be lying. I don't be lying. I digress. We gotta get it rid of 2014. It got to be better choices in 2015. It really do. We only 4 days in. It got to be better choices. So let me take a quick break, catch my breath, and we're going to come back and get back to the lineup and what's to come for 2015 on Fall Fantasy Radio. Once again, you're tuned into the Brick House. It's a Crush Heart Takeover. Call in 805-830-8320. We are the chat room at fallfantasyradio.com. You can join me in the chat room right there. Got the chat room popping with the drama princess in there. And I'll be right back.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model cheat. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cuff your chick, if you with her, I can get it, and she accidentally slipping all on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day.
Go!
She didn't really wanna pop me. No. Just know that you will never flop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No.
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. A nigga better call a rap, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging in the east, and I'm banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, or you can read it in the press. rest. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go now, try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it and get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. Better know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now, look at me now, oh, I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah, fresh to the ball, man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing, I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges, I don't eat sushi, I'm the shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution, got a bitch that play air movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juicy, I never give a fuck about a hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, you niggas ain't eating, fuck it, tell a waiter, Marley say shoot him, and I say okay, if you on that bullshit, then I'm like Olay, I don't care what you say, so don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil, that's word to my flag, and my flag red, I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind, from the bottom I climb, you ain't hotter than mine, nope, not on my time, and I'm not even trying, what's poppin', slime, nothing five, and if they trippin', fuck them five, I ain't got no time to shuck and jive, these niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie, so rockin' Sprite on a private flight, bitch, I've been tight, and got in life, and my pocket's right, and my diamond's white, and my mama's nice, and my daddy's dead, you faggot scared, cause I'm too wild, been here for a while, I was like, fuck trial, I puts it down, I'm so young, money, if you got eyes, look at me now, bitch,
look at me now, look at me now, how? I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah,
I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
I'm fresher than a motherfucker. It's a La Crush Hearts takeover on the Brick House right here, Full Fantasy Radio. 805-830-8320. That's the phone number. You can call up, say what up, and all that good stuff. We're here, we're chilling. We're doing what we normally do, what I always do, and that's to share that news with you. All right, so we covered Monday night. Told y'all we got Who's on Fleek the first Wednesday. I mean, the first Monday of the month going down tomorrow night, the first installment of Who's on Fleek, where we ask y'all to call in and share your good news with us. 805-830-8320. That's the number to call in and get stuff popping. Last year, we introduced Parental Guidance, which is a new segment we introduced last season, and it's been a sensational hit. It's a home-hitting discussion about parenthood. Parents on the panel to offer expertise, experience, advice, and a diverse of opinions on a plethora of topics we've been having. And starting off 2015, I came up with how bullies are made. I thought it would be, you know, a very good, interesting topic. So we're calling out all the parents to tune in Tuesday, January 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern to Parental Guidance. And how bullies are made. Share your experiences, expertise, and opinions on bullying. Is your child a bully, or have your child been bullied? How did you go about the situation? Have you been a subject of bullying or been bullied? Do you think it's something learned at home, the environment? We'll be asking these questions and so much more. And it's a very serious topic because it's not only bullying in school, but there's also cyber bullying. So now we have the world global at our disposal. And this is some exposure to children. You know, it's no longer just the 26 or the 30 kids in his classroom, but you got the World Wide Web now involved in it. So, you know, we're definitely one. And I have a question when it comes to cyberbullying. Parents, you know, when you are disciplining your child, and you videotape it and you put it on the internet for the world to see, isn't that a form of bullying? Don't they get the same reaction? I mean, you're trying to shame your child, you make them feel bad. Anyway, I'm not a parent, so don't shoot me. Just call up and let me know, the 411-805-830-8320. Join us on Tuesday night, Parental Guidance. And then we follow by The Honey Pot, where we talk about our life experiences and relationship show, marriage, dating, family matters. You know, that's The Honey Pot, where things just, conversation just gets a little deep. There we go. And then followed by Crushing at the Dark, another show that's always great, is Sexy Exploration of Sexuality. Yes, that's our sex talk. A night of sensual mayhem, exploring our sexuality with experiences, advice, and good old grown and sexy fun. And then I converted In the Locker Room, which was our male show, manful issues. There we go. We have discussions on manful topics geared for men to share their advice, experience, and opinions. And I'm looking for featured guest male co-hosts to join me on the last Tuesday of the month. And In the Locker Room. So you can be a co-host. We'll sit down. We'll hash out the details of a show. We'll bring the topic to the table. And we'll go about how it should be planned. So that's what's going on for Tuesday nights right here on Full Fantasy Radio. I'm already scheduled up to March. There we go. I got shows up to March. I'm still looking for independent artists. You can submit your music and all that good stuff. Like I said, our weekly newsletter is up, so visit FullFantasyRadio.com or like us on Facebook at WRPF Radio, Full Fantasy Radio, on Facebook to get those updates and slash newses and things like that. So that's what's going on this week. So we have Who's on Fleek, How Bullies Are Made, going down tomorrow and Tuesday, and just my random rant. Y'all know how I do. I get in there, I get all emotional, and I got to spit out random shit. Shout out to Truth Bros Radio, Big Ray Dog, and Devon over there at Truth Brothers Radio. They've been holding it down. Much love and support from them. So I appreciate it. Also, shout out to Tony Bree Love over at Hot Topic Radio. Check them out. They're right here on Phone Fantasy. They're right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's what I used to say on phone. They're right here on Blog Talk Radio, so you need to go check them out. Go look it up, HotTopicsRadio.com, and also TruthBrothersRadio.com, spelled with an F, T-R-U-F, Radio. Truth Bros Radio, actually, T-R-U-F-B-R-O-S, Radio.com. There we go. And they'll be on tomorrow night as well at 7 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. They in Chicago, so they have the owl behind. But anyway, what else I got going on? There's a lot of stuff going on. I got big thoughts going on. I'm going to start my giveaways. It's giveaway season, folks. So the giveaway, I'm trying to hash out some ideas and suggestions are welcome for giveaways. So I got the A Week of Love. Yeah, I know when Valentine's Day comes, you know, we try to do it. I'm not going to do the full week like I did last year, but I am going to do the giveaway. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do a full week of love. I'm just going to do the giveaway. You know how the raffle works. And hopefully, instead of doing, you know, I'll probably do a text app. I don't know yet. I'm still hashing out the details, but A Week of Love is coming up, and we got to see what my pocket allows us to have. So that'll be our first giveaway of the year, A Week of Love giveaway, Valentine's Day special event. My eyes hurting. Yeah, I know how we do. 805 830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. That's the number. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. And, well, I think that's it. I think I covered everything I need to cover. If you have any questions, suggestions, you know what? Hit me up. Yeah, deep. I hate that mess. I think it's a form of the parent looking for praise. Oh, you're talking about the videos of the kids. Yeah, I think so too. But it's damaging to the kid. Like, do we not understand that? Like, that's mentally, because you know how you felt when your mom used to call everybody in your family and tell them what happened. You remember that? She just whooped your ass and you sit there and you remember what this motherfucker did. He did this, 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 this. She did this, 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 this. You know, she was going hard and you suck your teeth and huff and puff and everybody in the building, your cousin laughing at you when they see you at the reunion. You got your ass whipped. You got caught in school. You know, and you used to feel some type of way. So I could just imagine my whole school, everybody I know, because, you know, kids got freaking cell phones at the age of freaking 9 and 8. But I digress on that. We're not even going to go there right now. And so it's like everybody you know and then some knows that you try to be a thug and you got fucked up on camera with a belt and you like 15. Like, who does that? No, you know. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. I think it's a form of bullying. I think that's abuse. It's some type of abuse. Some type of abuse. It got to be some type of abuse. We got to, with this, you know, technology and everything, we got to rewrite these laws, man. There got to be some type of abuse. Like, you're trying to be validated as a good parent, but in the interim, you're destroying your child's mental state. Like, that's mental abuse right there. I'm not a parent, so I'm going to need y'all to call up. Parental Guidance is on Tuesday. Call up. Call up. Let me know. 805-830-8320. Give me the 411. Y'all got to put me in check. Oh, so this is it. This is me telling y'all, appreciate y'all supporting us for all this while. We have fun. We're doing awesome things. Hey, check out this awesome show that come on Sunday night. And I just had the information in front of me. So let me get back to y'all on that. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on. And I lost my train of thought just now. But it is a show I want y'all to check out. It's an awesome show. It's an awesome show.
Well, if it's an awesome crush, why don't you remember the name?
Because I'm crush, and I ain't got to do that. It's my show, bitch. Bitch, this is my show. That's why. No, I'm just playing. This ain't even my show. This is Brick's show. I'm just taking it over. We got John Princess already giving us some ching-ching in the chat room. She said, I sometimes feel like some parents only punish their kids when the camera is rolling. Some of the things the kids have done to warrant a video should have been handled long before. You know what? That sounds about right. It's something to put on the Facebook, get likes out of. But then you know better than your kid is. In my opinion, you know better than the kid is. He did it for attention, and you're doing it for attention. So now what? Well, they do say it start at home, so maybe that is true. It do start at home. Something to think about. I don't want no kids. That sounds like too much work. It do. It sounds like too much work. I don't want none. Y'all got it hard out there. It's hard out there for y'all parents. My soul won't let me do it. My soul won't let me do it. I want to give y'all back. I want to give my kid back. Your mommy's coming to get you. Like, I like that moment. You know, you like kids. Oh, it's so cute. And then the bell rings. Ding dong, here, pick up. Yeah, take them. I'm not even going to. Yeah, take them. Take them. I'll be happy. I was babysitting the other day, and she didn't want to listen to me. And you like, see, because if you was my kid, I would have pushed you into the wall, you know. I would have tripped you or something. I would have stalled you for a couple of hours. See, this is the stuff that goes in my head. Can't have no kids. I can't have no kids. Like, I survived it. You got to survive it, too. But here's the thing. When it came to, you know, we're talking about bullying, that's another thing that, you know, is coming to my head. Is like, now people are saying that the kids are too soft. Like, you know, you intervene in everything. No, because just because you survived, I don't mean everybody survived. Because guess what? Not all of you survived it. Because y'all mentally unstable now. Y'all got twitches. And y'all eating raw doodle and stuff like that. So technically you didn't survive because now you're an adult and you got symptoms of other shit. So so technically you didn't, you know, and you wish somebody was there to help you when you was going through it. So now that somebody's helping somebody else, I guess you feel some type of, you feel bitter about it. Oh, my goodness. This parenting thing is just too much. I don't know. That's the first thing that came to me. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Doodle.
You ain't doodle. You know, y'all walking around eating rocks and dirt and shit. Like, that was the first thing that came to mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just me. That's just me. But I'm just saying, my point is, you ain't all there. You know, you're an adult now, so technically you didn't survive it, so you're not as strong as you think you are because you're mental fucked up. You still sleep with one eye open, you know. So, no, I'm going to need y'all to stop. Anyway, folks, shout out to Dash, Mr. Dash. He hit me up. And shout out to everybody asking to bring it to the table. I need to get back on my Grizzly. That bring it to the table group got dry on me. It'd be dry in that room, buddy. I need to start posting more in that group. That's my fault, though. I started slipping. But like I said, my goal for 2015 is to stay focused and consistent. So I'm going to throw at least one question a day up in there. If I can't get it all in there, I'm going to get at least one question a day up in there. I think my cat peed on something. It just smells like pee in my house. My eyes. Excuse me, these are the moments that I missed where I just say random shit that just pop in my head. Like, I don't know, maybe it was a skunk, maybe it's a dead rat. And I don't know, it's just an odor that's not supposed to be there. We gotta clean it out. I don't know, I just took a whiff of it. It's not cute. But anyway, that's a nice breath. Too much TMI. All right, well, we down to, you know what, I'm not going to waste y'all time. Well, go ahead, take a quick break, come back. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is one half of the True Brothers, Ray Gay. Do you need a website for your business or organization? Well, check out my friends at Crush Creations Web Production and Services. They put together our website over at truthbrothersradio.com, and it's been getting rave reviews. Whether it's custom graphics, website design and development, to social media consultation, Crush Creations has the tools and the talent to help make your website a hit. Even if you're managing your own website, Crush Creations offers support services such as Web Concierge and tech support services to help make your life a little bit easier. Give them a call at 855-360-8616, that's 855-360-8616, or go online at www.crushcreations.com. Crush Creations Web Production Services. They have the tools and the talent to help make your website a hit.
I'm cutting up. It ain't my fault. Ooh, you had to see me when I was drunk. I'm going to get some pictures and post it in the group and show y'all how I look when I get drunk. I was on the floor. I fell out. The world was spinning. I was going through a whole lot. I was going through a whole lot. What's up, the drama princess? What's going on with your show? Are you back on? Is new season coming? The new season started. What's up with your show? Let me know. Put it up in the room, and I'll let everybody know about your show. Okay, so here's the deal, and the deal is this. We had drinks on New Year's. We packed up the suitcase of 2014. We shipped it out. It's no longer here. We're in 2015, and we're telling everybody, look at me, bitch. Don't focus on nothing else. Don't worry about the past because I ain't there no more. It's about the present. It's about staying focused. It's about staying consistent. It's about being on point. It's about having a good time. That's what I'm always about, is having a good time, laughing, being entertaining, enjoying the company, you know, enjoying the conversation. Let's talk about it. Let's be real. But at the same time, let's smile and be merry, because only good can come from good. You know what I mean? So that's my motto. That's what it is. And this has been a La Crush Hearts Takeover Brick House. Shout out to Brick Wilkes. She was missing the action. But I'm going to get back into her. So we'll be back tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. First Monday, we asking our listeners, who's on fleek? You could call in to share your good news and let us help you celebrate in your success. Take a moment to enjoy the good that's around us, whether it be birthdays, anniversaries, job promotions. Shit, maybe you got a new hairdo and you wanted to call and tell me all about it. So, you know, you got some and it was good. Whatever it may be, share with us. Tune in Monday, January 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Call in live, 805-830-8320. Press 1 to speak, or you can chat live at our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Guess what? If you can't make the show, you can share on our Facebook fan page, Phone Fantasy Radio. That's facebook.com/WRPF Radio. Using the hashtag PFR, Who's on Fleek. That's FLEEK. Or you can join our group, Bring It to the Table, PFR Bring It to the Table on Facebook. So if you can't make this show, you can still share your good news and tell all your friends and yourself to tune in for the archive. La Drama Princess, she's on her own blog talk radio channel, the Avid Reader Nation. The Bonafide Literary Show is coming up on the end of season 2. Outskirt Science Fiction Theater is a new show on Saturday nights with sci-fi writers come on and read their stories, preferably scary. The book tea is on Thursdays. Oh, she done got her little nation going on. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Doing it big in 2015. She done joined the ranks of the Blog Talk Radio Nation. The Avid Reader Nation. Post the link out there. Let us know. Let us know about it. It's at LaDramaPrincess.com. What's the link? Where can they tune in to your show, ma'am? That's the Drama Princess. Y'all know she done came up here, erotic author. She's the author of Erotica. And she's done been a co-host. You know, she's been tuned in to support her Full Fantasy Radio. So we don't mind supporting her and her endeavor. She's trying to be like LaCrush. I know that's right. Don't me. No. BlogTalkRadio.com/AvidReader Nation. I know that's right. A V I D R E A D E R N A T I O N. And you can also go to the Bonafide Literary Show. There we go. That's what's up. Drama got hold of the book tea. I like that. The book tea. And she got sci-fi. I don't do sci-fi. You know, she got the Bonafide Literary Show. Okay. The Avid Reader Nation. Sal, are you hosting all three shows? Or do you have co-hosts? Or is it just you and all three shows? And will you be putting your... Will you be putting your naughty show up there as well? Or no? Right. That's right. She got a little naughty show too. So will you be putting those up there? Let us know. She posted all three, folks, so definitely support her. The Avid Reader Nation. I like that name. That's a very nice name. Oh, and the Freaky Show is on Freaky with Me. Freaky with Me, LaDramaPrincess.com. So y'all can tune in and check out her Freaky Show. That's what's up. That's what's up. So I just realized, even though I only do three shows a week, each show got a different theme, so technically it's like I'm doing 12 shows. I'm not just doing one show. Like, two of my nights is broken down into four different shows. Like, they all got different themes, so technically it's like I'm doing 8 shows a week. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Anyway, it's a push. I'm trying to keep it interesting. I'm trying to keep it organized. I'm trying to keep it new and refreshing. And you know what? Me doing this, it was already a variety show. I just broke it down into something. It makes it a little easier when you come up with topics and things like that. So to me it does. You know, I'm not just doing the same show or the same type of conversation back to back. I think it splits it up just a little bit, you know. So that's why I broke it down like that. It makes it a little easier when you're planning the show. And it don't make it seem like everybody's like, oh, y'all just sex. All y'all do is talk about sex, sex, sex. When actually that's not true. We wasn't all just talking about sex, but because I didn't have it hashed out the way I do now, it just seemed like all I was doing was talking about sex. When I know for a fact I'm not just about sex, you know. I got other shit I want to talk about, other shit going on in my brain. So, you know, I thought it would be an easy way to define, there we go, put a little definition, a little structure. That's the word I was looking for, a little structure to the shows, you know, because I don't want to do all current news, because fuck current news. I don't like headline news. You know, I don't like headline news. The world's too depressing. So why would I talk about it on my show? Fuck you. We got a lot of stuff going on, though, so, you know, you have to talk about it. But that's only because it's in your face. But other than that, I wouldn't do it. Talk about other shit. That's it. Anyway, folks, that's it. Thank y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I hope I can get y'all to come back out tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here at the Phone Fantasy Radio with Musically Inclined, Who's on Fleek, every first Monday. Share your good news live, birthday, anniversary, draw promotions, or anything. Let us help you celebrate. Once again, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Have a good night. Enjoy. And shout out to the world. That's it. Shout out to the world. I appreciate y'all. And once again, good night. That's it. Show over. Peace out, bitches.